Proclamation number 4833 of 8th of February, 1950. Voice of Conscience. Commandment of Love. Knowledge. I will provide you with what you need on earth to reach the aim in the richest measure so that the maturing of your soul will not be impossible for you. But I have also known for eternity the measure of grace needed for each individual. I therefore also know which means are useful to him and how he adapts to them. Hence also the different fates of life, but they're all paths to the aim, to the final perfection, if the human being treads them and strives upwards. Life on earth consists for each one in a different activity, which brings him success or failure. The most diverse occupations produce striving people who are intent on earthly success, who therefore also make different demands on life according to their successes, which, however, are mostly for the well-being of the body. However, this earthly striving does not result in spiritual advancement, which is why this is completely independent of a person's living conditions and ability. Only a way of life according to my will is necessary in order to progress spiritually, and every person can lead this way of life, whether poor or rich, whether high or low, whether young or old, whether clever or limited in his knowledge. I have placed a reminder in people's hearts so that everyone also knows by himself what is good or evil, because he knows exactly how every action affects himself. Whoever heeds this admonisher, whoever listens to the voice of his conscience, will also take the right path that leads to the aim. But the voice of conscience is first formed through education, through teachings, through receiving my word, in short, through knowledge which is imparted to each one of you through the gospel which is proclaimed to you through word and scripture. This gospel makes my will known to you, which is summarized in one commandment: love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. Whoever fulfills this commandment lives in my order and his spiritual ascent is certain. He can also be without deeper knowledge, yet his soul will mature from. But he can also receive knowledge from me. People are considered according to how they want to utilize the grace they receive. He who wants to hand out much will receive much. But he who only lives for himself, yet this in my eternal order, will also be able to be ignorant on earth, yet he will not be empty of spiritual possessions, for he will stand in brightest light, thus he will be knowledgeable and powerful as soon as he discards his physical cover. To become perfect on earth does not require special knowledge but only the will to unselfish neighborly love, and this can be mustered by every person who strives for more, who listens to the admonisher in his heart, who fulfills my will because he feels that he is only pleasing to me if he is good to his fellow human beings of his own accord, if he shows me and his neighbor the love I demand of him and therefore have given people the commandment of love as the most important commandment. Amen.